Hey, wait. I know you're mad, but please, don't shut the door yet. Can we talk? Just for a little bit. I know it's not reasonable to expect that you'll want to even talk to me, let alone forgive me, but I'm so fucking sad, and look. Just let me say what I want to say. 5 minutes. That's all I ask. And then I'll go. Like, go away forever if you want me to. I just. Please, let me come in. Thank you. Okay. I wanted to let you know that I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everything. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about how I was feeling. I'm sorry I didn't respect our agreement. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I left you. I was wrong. You were offering me everything I ever thought I wanted, and some things I never even dreamed of wanting, and I threw it away. I don't want to pretend it was a good idea to do that. You want to know why I told you why at the time, but he was. Look, he wasn't offering me as much, but he wasn't asking as much either, and the truth is, I was afraid. I was afraid that if I gave up what I had with him, well, if we started putting our life together even more, what else would you ask me to give up? But it was really, really dumb. I didn't think about how lucky I was to have anything like the kind of freedom you gave me. You were right about him, okay? I fell for his bullshit. You never did, and I guess that makes you smarter than me. Is that what you want to hear? You're smarter than me, all right? You saw through it. No, he didn't. He didn't hurt me the way you were worried about, but I just got to know him better enough that I realized you were right. I haven't seen him in 2 months. And I haven't been. I don't think I've really been happy since I left. So I wanted you to know that was what happened, and that I would do anything to go back in time and make a different choice. I mean, is there any chance of that in your mind at all? It's not bullshit. It's really not. Look, this is going to sound really pathetic. I'm just going to say it because apparently that's what I am right now. I miss being yours so much. I felt like I had meaning in my life when I was yours. I mean, sure, I did other things and they mattered, but not as much as being yours. I was never his, only I was yours. I don't know if it matters to you now. I'm so dumb for not being able to see it before. But I see it now, okay? such a dumb, pathetic whore. So, is there a chance? Or is there anything at all you want to tell me? I don't have the right to expect anything, but I'm here. And if you want me to go, I'll go home. I won't call. I won't come by. I'll find out if you'll be at anywhere I'm thinking of going. I won't go. I'll get as far out of your life as I can. But if you want me to stay, I'll stay. I won't fuck it up this time, I swear. I'll stay as long as you want. Or as little as you want. I just need to know I'm doing what you tell me to do. That I'm making you happy, whatever I'm doing. I fucked it up before. I'm not going to do it again. Tell me what you need. Because all I need is you. My hand? Sure, you can take my hand. Oh. Oh my. Honey. I mean. You. You're throbbing so fucking hard. I guess you are into banging after all. But it's as real as all this. I don't remember the last time I felt you this hard. Well, that's a total lie. It was in the spring when we went away for the weekend in the mountains. I've actually thought a lot about that afternoon, and that night, and the next morning. Does this mean you want me back? No. No, you're right. I understand, and you're right. Like I said, I'm a dumb, pathetic whore, and I don't deserve you. I don't even fucking deserve to touch your cock through your pants like I'm doing right now. But I can't stop if you're gonna let me. Understand how good it feels to be touching you again, to be making you moan, making you smile. Do you remember that night in the mountains when you told me that you were going to get me addicted to your cock, and I told you I already was? I don't think you believed me. I don't know if I knew how true it was when I was saying it. But man, oh man. It was true. It's still true. Please. Please let me have it again. You don't have to promise me anything about tomorrow. Or fuck it, even 20 minutes from now, just let me get down on my knees again. Take it out and I'll suck you the way I know you love. You can grab my hair, move my head around, whatever, just give it back to me. If I gag, I gag, just please, let me show you how much I've missed. Yes. Oh. Oh, honey. I want to tell you it's bigger than I remember, but that'd be a lie. I remember every fucking millimeter of this clock. And I... Oh, fuck. I can't help it. I don't know, I can't ask you to take me back for this, but fuck, I wish you would. I want you to just make me promise a twisted fucking deal. I want you to make me promise to suck your cock every morning and every night. Make me promise to stay here completely enslaved more. Then maybe you'll let me stay. I'd say yes in a fucking heartbeat, you know? Such a dumb slut. I ever thought I was good enough for you. And I really can't believe I thought there could be anything better than being yours. I heard you're coming to me again. Yes, I know. I'm not even yours again. Yet. Or if I don't know if I'll ever be again, but please, please let me have it. Let me have your comb so I can pretend again. At least. Just on the floor. Alright, now. Look. Drop my panties. I won't take anything else off. You shouldn't ever have to wait a second longer to fuck me than you want. Yes, you're right. I'm talking like you give a shit about what I want. I know it was so bad, but please, you can hurt me, you can slap me, you can fuck my ass raw anytime you want. I'll let you take out all your anger on my body. Just fucking use me. Please. If I can make you happy, I will. With everything I have and with everything I am. Please. Just... me like I'm just your fucking sex toy. I don't even want to be a person. I don't need a person. I just need to be used by you. Forget again. So, can I stay? I promise. And your dumb little whore will be just smart enough to listen to you from now on.